a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Thoughtful Thursday. And we know that when we're talking Thoughtful Thursday, we're talking to one of the most thoughtful people I know, none other than one of my favorite co-hosts, Reverend Lori Powers Otto. Lori, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Dr. Kevin. How are you today?
Well, you know, I'm in a lot of introspective thought. I have had a most interesting offer that came to me in the last 48 hours that I'm cogitating on. But
there or not yet?
Well, I have been invited. I have a company that is launching a whole new comic book series to empower kids and to help kids with struggles and to, you know, like, do all the kind of stuff that we like to do with kids. And it's going to have some superheroes. And I've been approached because they want me to be one of the superheroes in the comic book series.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah. You know, like, I would be introduced in the main series, and then they want to give me my own series line where I can do all, I can do stuff around ADD and ADHD. I can do stuff around psychic. I can also, they're talking to me, they want me to do stuff around bullying, gender, identity, orientation, all of that stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah, it took me by surprise. I didn't see it coming. What kind of psychic am I?
Not supposed to see our own future.
Yeah. So it's kind of twisted my world a little bit of trying to decide. I'm waiting for the contracts and stuff to come in to look through everything to see if I really want to move forward. But I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can see myself as a cartoon superhero. What do you think?
I absolutely can. Hero now, why not be one in the cartoons for kids or comics for kids?
Yeah, well, it would be an interesting venue, and it's definitely something that if I decide to move forward and it should unfold, has a lot of opportunities. So I'm sure we'll be talking about it both on and off air. So what's up? Anything new and exciting with you?
We might be getting a puppy. That's the big news. We're still waiting to find out.
Nice.
July or later, but so that's, you know, we got our first vaccine shots a couple weeks ago. About to get our second, so we'll be fully vaccinated, and then we're going to start doing stuff and living again. That's about it. Nothing else really exciting happening in this world.
Well, I'm sure you make it all exciting. So I am going to throw down a quick hot topic, which we then will let our guest, who you'll be introducing, comment on. And then I'm going to turn the reins over to you because I heard you just knocked it out of the park when I was gone a couple of weeks ago on your interview with Wendy.
Yeah.
That's what rumor has it, which, of course, is not surprising because you're a fabulous interviewer. So for the listeners, remember, this is a live call-in show, 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. And when we do the hot topic at the beginning of each show, it's something that either warms the cockles of my heart or gets me hot under the collar. And today, it's a hot under the collar, unfortunately. They have interviewed a few of the conservative pundits and politicians and pompous And they are starting to trot out that all of these voting laws they're trying to get passed to limiting voting is because the quality of the vote is more important than the quantity of the vote. And the people who would have a harder time voting are not as much quality, and it's better that they don't vote. And that was actually published in a conservative journal and has been being spoken by some of our elected officials. Some people's votes are not of as enough quality, and having them not vote is a better choice for America.
Wow, that is so incredibly ridiculous.
It is so 1950s, I looked down to see if I was wearing crinoline. I can't even wrap my head around that there is going to be enough people in America that really thinks that some people who are American citizens, multi-generational American citizens. Some of these people have been in the country long, go back further, more generations than they do, think their vote is not of enough quality, and that that's what makes these laws okay.
Well,
I just...
Go ahead. Sorry.
Nope, go ahead, because I'm just still sputtering.
That makes me angry. As we all know, I'm not a person that tends to go toward anger, but that's just ridiculous, and that is not very thoughtful in any way. And yeah, you could do a whole show on that.
And we may.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So my thoughtful invitation to people who tune into Thoughtful Thursday, because it's usually a kinder, gentler, happier, you know, more upbeat show, because Lori's on here, so she takes the edge off of me. I want you to think about this. We are all human. It is one race. And our quality is inherently in the fact and those facts alone. And if somebody has not had as much education or has not had all of the benefits that somebody else has had, then that is an issue we correct, not by limiting their participation, but by offering them everything that was offered to all of the people who want to proclaim they are a more quality voter. And knowing that some of the BS that some of these people engaged in while they were wearing this red hat, which I will not mention any further, tells me that I don't think there was much quality to your vote either, but I never questioned your right to make a stupid one. So I just wanted to share those kind and loving words here on the very spiritually based Dr. Kevin show. And on that note, talking about spiritually based people, please introduce tonight's guest, who's probably horrified and hung up by now.
Well, I hope not, because I am so excited for everyone to meet Dr. Lisa Thompson. She is an incredible, incredible woman. She is a best-selling author, speaker, designer, and intuitive transformational coach who supports and empowers women to intentionally design their best life by living from their... From their yes, so they can embrace self-love, trust their intuition, and gracefully move forward through their fears to take inspired action to live a life they love. I think that alone is amazing, but there's so much more to Lisa. Lisa's a best-selling author of Sacred Soul Love, Manifesting True Love and Happiness by Revealing and Healing Blockages and Limitations, and also Sacred Soul Spaces, Designing Your Personal Oasis. She's created 6 oracle decks and designed intentional jewelry, inspired by her passion of travel and nature. She's been featured in spiritual summits, including Celebrate Your Life, Quantum Miracles Mastery, and One Heart, One Earth Global Awakening. She leads destination retreats in her home state of Hawaii, as well as in Bali and Thailand. She teaches
online courses and workshops, and in addition to coaching individual clients to design their best life. She is available for human design chart readings and past life regression therapy. You can find out, check her out and book on her website, drlisajthompson.com. Tonight, we are going to talk about honoring the person you were designed to be with human design. And we're going to let Lisa explain what that is. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Kevin. Hi, Lori. I am so happy to be here with you all.
Well, welcome. Well, thank you. We're good to have you.
We're happy to have you. And so we do ask our guests to weigh in on the hot topic first, and then the rest of it is all about you, baby.
Perfect. Well, I'm with you. That is hot under the collar issue for me. It has been my entire life. One of my core beliefs is we are all beautiful. We're created equal. We all have equal rights and opportunity, no matter what our skin color, what our education level, no matter our gender or sexual identity. We are all equal and deserve equal voting, equal opportunity. So I'm on the right radio show with you all. So, and I have traveled all over the world. I've experienced different cultures. And so I think that open-mindedness and experience, that's what really helps people to understand how much beauty, diversity, and equality there really is in the human species. So it's the closed-minded red hat wearers that need to do a little more of that opening their hearts, opening their minds.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more. I haven't been to very many places, but the places I've gone, I've learned so much in how everybody is of equal value in one way or another. It's not you're more important than that person. No, that's a bunch of hogwash. But yeah, let's talk about Dr. Lisa and all of this wonderfulness you have going on.
Well, so what I wanted to share with the audience tonight that is something I have been working with actively for the last 7 years of my life is the modality of human design. And for those of you who don't know what human design is, it's a modality that was actually founded in the 1980s, so it's relatively new, but it combines Western astrology, the Hindu chakra system, Kabbalah tree of life, the I Ching, genetics, and quantum mechanics. So it's really a modality that is science meets the woo-woo, which is exactly who I am. And so what human design, what it is, it's a blueprint for who a person is born to be in this specific life. So it does incorporate the idea of reincarnation, of learning lessons, bringing in lessons from our epigenetic lineage, from our families, and then what kinds of karmic lessons are we learning, gaining the wisdom for, and the current life focus. So in working with this modality, though, my number one thing that I have gotten out of it for myself is understanding what my inner authority is, my inner knowingness, my inner GPS that gives me the answers to follow my own soul's path that might defy logic or society or my family expectations.
Oh, I love that. I love that. We all need to do that.
We do. And to give you an example, so there are quite a few different ways that people get to their inner yes. And so we're not all the same. We all have this ability, this inner knowingness. And so when we know and understand and work with how we operate, then we can actually get an answer that's true for us. And when we get that yes, we move forward. It makes our life so much easier. Our life is flowing beautifully. So for instance, my inner authority is what's called sacral authority, where I'm one of the ones that can get their answer in the moment. Sacral authority is the only one that gets the yes immediately, and it's a gut response. It's like an energy expansion coming from that gut, and the gut's going to tell you uh-huh or uh-uh. So it's not going to be a verbal yes or no. It's going to be more of that feeling or the guttural utterances that sometimes kids have that then they get corrected to, you know, don't say uh-huh or uh-uh. You need to say yes or no. But when we start actually logically verbalizing yes and no, when we are a sacral authority person, we start moving to our logical mind, which is not the place where we want to be making our decisions from. So when I have worked with this, it's been interesting because I've got a split brain. I've got a very logical mind, but then I'm also very artistic and creative. And my logical mind has overridden my intuition, that inner yes, so many times. And looking back, it's just from society's conditioning, and again, from like family expectations of what I think I should be doing rather than what is right for me.
So, Lisa, yes. I'd like to ask a question here, if I can.
Sure. Yes.
So, now, Lori and I, you know, both do professional psychic work, as you do in, you know, you list as an intuitive as well. You know, I've been doing it for 40 years professionally. Because I'm so much into my intuitive, does that mean that I would be sacral, or is there a different one that might mean I am not sacral, but I'm still wildly woo-woo?
There are definitely others. I mean, you can be any of them and be wildly woo-woo. So really, it's what's the process of getting to the yes? So I could ask you a few questions to decide, you know, are you a sacral authority? So when someone asks you yes and no questions, are you able to, do you feel it in your gut immediately? Or is it something where you might have like a range of emotions that you go through, even if it's really quick, where when you come to that neutral place, you get to an answer? And it could be neither of those. You may have a flash, an instant little flash in your head that gives you the aha moment of the knowingness.
I would say it depends on the direction in which my intuitive is being focused. Is it just in, is it up? We're going to finish that when we get back, because that's the sound of the music. We've already got to the first break, but I have an answer for you. Listeners, 202-570-7057. Call and ask Dr. Lisa your human design question. She can tell you what you were designed to do. Maybe.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. We are discussing with Dr. Lisa about human design. You can find out more about Dr. Lisa at drlisajthompson.com. Correct me if I was wrong, because Lori has got the intro information. And we are talking about how human design can help you become the human you were designed to be in this lifetime. How do you find your inner yes? So we were talking about sacral. And again, remember, you can call in with your questions or comments at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. So you were asking me about where it is. And so if I'm using my intuitive professionally for other people, it can come in all of those ways. But if somebody is asking me a question, I had to kind of delineate out and think about it because, you know, I do so much intuitive work. I'm like, okay, wait a second. But if somebody asks me a question, I'm going to say it probably comes from the gut. It's the first of it feels good or it feels, even though you said you're going through a feeling process, it's not a process. It's either it feels correct or does not feel correct. It feels off or it feels on.
Okay, and that comes to you immediately without you thinking about it, without having to process through any emotions, correct?
Yeah, it's there. It's just there.
Oh, perfect. And inner authority really is about how we get to our own yeses, not how we can see other people and the answers for them. There are other parts of a human design chart that can help us, for you, likely your splenic awareness center is what we call undefined. It's open, undefined, because very often the people who have that undefined have very heightened psychic ability. They can read people and know their fears and know things about them because they're taking in that information and amplifying it. You also may have an open mind or an undefined mind center where you know what people are thinking. Or other people have the open solar plexus, the emotional awareness center, and that's people that are true empaths where they don't live in their own emotions, but they take on other people's emotions and feel them more strongly than they feel themselves. So a lot of people in the intuitive field, psychics, have these open areas and are able to experience and truly know people at a different level, experience them at a different level than people that have those areas more defined.
How about you, Lori?
I think I'm always just, things just come to me. I either know it, I mean, it's either right or it's not. I don't tend to think about things. I don't think things through. I just go with that gut instinct every time. It hasn't led me wrong yet.
That's great. Well, and so if whoever is sacral, we are about 33% of the population. So, you know, a third of the population has this gut instinct where half of the population has to go through an emotional process in order to get to their yes. And then we have more rare types like this splenic authority, which is that spark of knowing in your mind. It's like a little aha moment, and it's only going to come one time, just a spark. And so when you have that type, it's like 9% of the population, you have to really pay attention and notice it, because it won't come back to you. I have a friend that has self-authority, where she's 1% of the population, where basically the truth of what is right for her is in her words. So she needs to talk out loud. And as she's talking, then her answer is there in her words. So there are so many different ways that we can come to our yes, but the most common are the sacral, that gut feeling, or the emotional authority, where people have to go through some sort of emotional roller coaster ride. They come to a neutral place when those emotions have calmed down, and that's where the clarity of the answer is. And that can be anywhere from a few seconds to a few days to even a few weeks.
Okay, I've got a question. So I'm looking at my human design chart.
Okay.
When you say that, say, quote, is there something, looking at all these funny numbers and funny colors and lines that are connected and lines that have stripes in them and big blank lines, would there be anything that I would look at to say, this is sacral? This means I'm a sacral.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you actually have your chart in front of you. So on the body graph, there are 9 different shapes. They're triangles, a diamond, squares.
Yep.
So the second one from the bottom is a red square.
Got it.
If it's defined. Okay, so is yours red?
Yep.
Okay, so that means that you are either a generator or a manifesting generator for your type. Now, over to the right of that on your body graph, there's a triangle that's either white or brown.
It looks yellow to me, so I'm going to say brown. It's like a deep mustard yellow, but yeah.
Okay, so it's directly to the right of that red box, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so when it's colored in, that means that you have that emotional center defined, which would give you emotional authority. So now what I want to explain to you, though, is that because you have that sacral energy center activated, that means that you're a generator or a manifesting generator. I'd have to look at the rest of the chart. And those people that are that type, they're going to get a gut reaction first and foremost. And then the ones that are true sacral authority, they just go with that first gut instinct. But people that have that gut reaction, that are emotional authority, that gut instinct is going to tell you, okay, now pay attention. The emotions are going to start to come. And again, it may be super fast. Maybe you can process really fast, or it may take a little longer. But your clarity is going to come in the neutral point. And it may be the same answer that your gut told you, but it may be a different answer.
Okay, because I noticed there is a line from the red box to the yellow triangle, brown triangle, and when it's on the red box, it's like black and red stripes halfway, and then it's just red the last half of the way.
Okay, so when it's red, when it's completely red, that's an unconscious trait that you have from your epigenetic family lineage. When it is striped, that means you have it on both your conscious side and your unconscious side. So you are going to be aware of that trait. And so can you see the numbers, that channel going there? Are we talking about the 59 to the 6? Is that the line that you're seeing?
It's 59 in the red box, and it's 6 in the yellow box, or the brown box.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So what that particular channel is, it is a soft, undulating emotional channel. So your emotions are not going to be extreme. They're just going to be nice and gentle, flowy. And so because of that, you're likely to come to your answer probably easier and faster than someone that has one of the other channels defined, where the emotional authority, there are three different ways that people experience this. And some people have only one type, like you might. Other people have all three kinds. And so the other two types would be like super high highs, super low lows, kind of like being bipolar. The other way would be their emotions ratchet up and up and up, and then they crash. And it's when they crash, that's when they have clarity in their answer. So how does that feel in terms of what you experience in your life?
Well, I don't have the high crashes and the lows. I definitely am kind of a flowing, and it was very hard for me to answer your question, because even as you talked about that last type that you said is rare, but it sparks, or it just comes in your head as the knowing, I was like, I do all of those.
I mean, right. And I, even though I'm sacral, I do have splenic awareness too. So I will get intuitive hits. I'll have that aha little spark. But the sacral or the emotional, or if you are splenic authority or your heart authority, it's really what that inner authority is how to base your decision on in this human design modality. That's how you know what your true answer is from your soul's desire, wanting, journey, whatever you want to call it. And so,
based on what I've told you, and you can ask me any of the questions. I mean, this is a magnet that's on my refrigerator. Somebody did this for me. I put it on my refrigerator. It's a magnet. Well, I don't remember what anything means. What would you tell me if I came to you and said, give me a good piece of advice based on this? Because I always try to bring it back to my listeners. Like, why would my listeners want to get a human design? So what would you tell me? And if you want to ask any other questions, I'm more than happy to tell you any other number or anything. But what would it look like if I came to you and said, help me be better in my life?
Okay. So for me, in terms of practical terms, are knowing what your type is and what your inner authority is. The rest just describes who you are, but your type and your inner authority are practical tools that you can actually work with for walking through life, experiencing life in a beautiful, flowing way with the universe. So your type is, again, likely you're a manifesting generator or a generator, which means that your strategy in life would be to wait to respond to something. And so what that means is that could be any kind of question, opportunity, situation. You're going to be interacting with your world. You know, there's always going to be something coming your way. You're like a vortex where things come your way that then you respond to. So
you mean like being able to be a cartoon superhero?
Absolutely. Which as you were talking about that, I'm like, yes, of course he could be a cartoon character, Dr. Kevin. I fully saw that in my head. So now for you, you're trying to make this decision, and maybe you haven't been able to fully say yes because you don't have enough information, but you might also be going through your emotional process with your emotional authority. And so if you need more information, definitely get that, but also just watch those emotions, be the observer. And when you start being the observer, just like in quantum mechanics, you know, we have particle waves, and as soon as they're observed, they become still. They become a particle point instead of a wave. So when you become the observer of your emotions, you're going to likely be able to stop that emotional process quicker than someone who's not aware of that, who's just going through the emotions, through whatever drama they might be going through, without realizing that it's going to get them to an answer. So my thing, you've been presented this opportunity. So really trust your inner authority to get you to the right answer for you. Because even though Lori and I, we can see you being Dr. Kevin in the comic book, you know, you might come to an answer where it's a no for you for whatever reason.
Well, it's interesting that you say, it's interesting that you say more information, because one of my holdbacks is I have to see the contracts of exactly what's involved, exactly what's required. How does that fit in my life? Where does that time come from? What gets pushed aside? I mean, it's like, it's, you know, and so at this point, I don't have enough information with which to make the decision, because I need the intellectual part of the information to make sure, even if I can see that, even if I can see a Dr. Kevin superhero, what is the cost to the rest of my life for it to be created?
Exactly, exactly. And so sometimes when we're not able to come to a clear answer, it is because we just simply need more information. So even for those people who are sacral, if they're getting a no or a not now kind of feeling, it could be because they need more information. So it's either like an immediate yes, and if not, then it's a not now. There's not enough energy for that now, or I don't have enough information. Give me more information. Or maybe the question needs to be asked in a different way. But for you, definitely getting that contract, seeing the details, then you can finish going through your process of making that decision, which will be the best answer for you and not for anyone else.
So the fact that I'm either a manifestor or manifestor generator and my authority is emotional, you said those are the two key things.
Yes.
I'm hearing the music come in. I'm going to have another question ready for you when you come back. I'm putting you through your paces, Dr. Lisa, here on the Dr. Kevin Show. Call in at 202-570-7057 and ask your question of Lori, myself, or Dr. Lisa, and about human design. And
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show here on Thoughtful Thursday on Om Times Radio. I'm here with Lori Powers-Otto, who I said, you do the interview, and I haven't shut up since, except for when Dr. Lisa is talking. Sorry, Lori. But I did have my human design chart in front of me, so I thought it would be wonderful to, you know, put some practical application to what she's saying. We have Dr. Lisa J. Thompson, and it's drlisajthompson.com. She is a best-selling author, intuitive human design specialist. She'll design your human like you were a set of drapes on the Carol Burnett Show. You'll never look better. She'll tell you the kind of human you were here to be. Hopefully it's a good one. If you would like to be part of this conversation, you can call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. So now, how do I tell if I'm a generator or a manifesting generator, and what's the difference?
Okay, great question. So there is a subtle difference. So in human design, there are five different types, but a manifesting generator is actually just a subset of a generator. So there are four bigger picture types, but the fifth subset would be that manifesting generator. So as both of those, we are the Energizer Bunny. We have unlimited energy to do the projects, do the things that we want to do, as long as we have the passion to do it. We've got that true yes. But when we say yes to too many things, we can burn ourselves out. So we really have to get a true yes for us and only do things that our yes is telling us, yes, we have energy for that at this time. So now as a generator, how I operate is once I start a project or a relationship or a career or anything along those lines, I have to complete it. Like I go, go, go. I have got the blinders on. Nothing's going to get me off the track. Even if I am miserable, I hate it, I'm in the wrong place for me, I don't know how to stop myself. I just have to keep going until something stops me. Now, the difference with a manifesting generator is that they are able to stop themselves if they get information for themselves that, yeah, this is not what I want to be doing anymore. And so they can very quickly pivot and stop their action, change direction. So which one sounds more like how you've been overall in your life?
Lori, what do you think? You've known me for a while. You've seen me go. What do you think? Do I sound like a generator or a manifesting generator? Besides the fact that I'm very low energy and I'm a lazy sack of shit. Outside of that... Lori, which one do you think I qualify?
I think you're a generator. I think you are definitely a generator from the description. That sounds more like you. You are always doing something. You're always go, go, go. You're always, how many radio shows and podcasts and whatnot do you have going? A whole bunch of them. So, yeah, that would be my opinion.
Now, I'm going to ask for a clarifying question because I think that the manifesting generator is also a go-go, but they pivot better.
Right. Yeah, okay. They pivot way better. Yes.
So I'm probably actually a manifesting generator because I can walk away from something when I see it doesn't work. I mean, I can.
Okay.
I mean, like there's just too many pieces of candy in the candy store to go back for one that just didn't do it for you.
Yep. My feeling for you definitely is that you're a manifesting generator. And yeah, so they're both beautiful. All the designs are beautiful. All the types are beautiful, but we are the ones, both generators and manifesting generators. We are the doers. We are the ones, the busy bees that make stuff happen. We get shit done. And there are the other types. So my son, he is a manifester, which is only 9% of the population. And they actually are the initiators. They are the ones who have the ideas and don't need anyone else to respond to invite. They don't need any of that. They have an idea and they go for it. Where with us as generators, man-gens, we are waiting for something to respond to, like we talked about, like being offered the comic book, maybe being offered your radio shows, And so that's where we operate best. Not that we don't sometimes initiate things, but when we do, sometimes it can be a lot harder. We're pushing against something rather than waiting for that response mechanism that we're waiting for. And then,
my question here is a manifesting generator more likely to be an initiator than just a plain generator?
Yes, definitely.
I'm a manifesting generator. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yep. I want to just talk about the other two types that we haven't talked about, just because, you know, some of your audience is going to fit into this. So 21% of the population are what are called projectors. And these are people that they're waiting to be invited. They are waiting to be recognized for their gifts, talents, abilities. And when they truly are appreciated, they're invited, whether it's verbally or even just energetically, then they can shine. And they do not have this unlimited energy that we do. They actually need a lot of space away from people to regenerate. They need to take naps. They need to recuperate. And their strength really lies in being the managers of what's going on. So we are the doers. They're the managers that are using people's energy to its best use. Then the final type is only 1% of the population. And I've only met two people in my life that I know to be this type, and they're called reflectors. So on that body graph, every single one of those energy centers, the 9 energy centers, is white. So they are a completely open, undefined person that fully experiences people at the deepest level possible. They're like a mirror ball reflecting back to people who they are. So when you meet a reflector, if you have, you know, great self-worth, self-love, you're going to absolutely love these reflectors because they're reflecting back to you that love and self-worth. But if there are things about yourself that you don't like so much, the shadow side of you, then they're reflecting that back to you, but then you're projecting yourself onto them and saying, well, I don't like them. But it's not that you don't like them. It's because you don't like yourself.
Okay, so Dr. Kevin, which one of these is me? Because I haven't had one of these charts done yet.
You can be a doer, but I don't think you're a generator.
No.
No, you don't have the crazy hyper energy of a generator.
Nope.
I think you have some reflector energy, definitely, that you hold the space that reflects back to people who they are. There's a manifester.
Yeah. So does Lori initiate things to happen? Does she just make stuff happen out of the blue without anyone asking her?
All the time.
Or more naturally, is she waiting, like Dr. Kevin, you're inviting her to speak. And so now she's able to speak and share her thoughts.
Yeah, I think that my experience with Lori is, Lori and I met because she was a co-host on somebody's TV show that I was a regular on. And it takes a lot for Lori to actually, I mean, because God love him, he could be a bit pompous.
I seem to attract those kind of partners, don't I?
Oh, thanks.
My guess is you're a projector, Lori. That's my guess.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say projector, and she just projectiled all off of all over me.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no,
I appreciate that.
And the other beautiful thing about projectors is that they actually do tend to have a lot of undefined areas as well. So they're not quite the extreme of the reflector, but they do help reflect back to people who they are. They know people at a much deeper level than what a lot of other more defined people have. So the all types are beautiful. So it's just a matter of working with what the strategy is of your type. So Lori, as a projector, assuming that that is what you are, then really your timing of being invited, again, verbally, energetically, with a glance, you know, it's just, you got to trust that inner knowingness of, am I being invited? But when you are invited, then you have so much beauty to give to the world, so much wisdom, and you can see things in a way that other people don't.
Definitely, definitely that part's true. Well, you know, it is the Kevin show, just like the other show was the other guy's show. I'm just there for support and help.
Well, you know, Lori was the co-host for the last about half of my TV show, Web of Life, because it was on for 3 years, and you co-hosted it with me actually 2 of the 3 years, right?
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember when the crossover. But what I knew is I could carry the conversational ball with the guest at the beginning and kind of get things opened up. And then, but I always knew at any point that I would open the alley up and hand it over to Lori. And I always knew she would have something insightful to say, something thought provoking to say. She'd bring in a different perspective. I knew that they would always, I was never worried that she was going to, you know, that if I tossed her the ball, she would drop it.
Right.
I always knew that she would come in and she would be able to, you know, add that very special, unique Lori talent of hers.
Aww,
that's beautiful. Yeah. Well, and that's a great partnership that you guys would have then, because you are recognizing her for her talents, her abilities. And so she's going to thrive. She's going to be able to step up to the plate to be that person that you know her to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always felt, and I could be wrong because Lori had more of the inside seat, but I felt like the guy that she co-hosted with before me, never really saw or appreciated her for the value she brought.
I don't know if he didn't appreciate me. I mean, he always said he did, but he just has to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't function if he's not. And I got that.
Yeah.
Well, now, so you're in a much healthier environment for you, Lori, it sounds like.
Yes.
Of being with someone who you know intrinsically does appreciate you and recognizes you.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But I do know we're getting short on time. And Lisa, you had some things you wanted to talk about before we run out of time.
So I just wanted to, for if any of your listeners are interested in learning more about human design, I offer one-on-one readings, and those are an hour long initially. But there are so many different aspects of human design besides what we've talked about. So we can look at your life purpose, your current life focus, look at relationships, because when we come together energetically with people, we have our energy, they have their energy, but then we create a third person energy. And so it can be really interesting to look at those dynamics. So what I have is a special through Sunday of a discounted human design chart reading for your audience. And so that is on my website in my shop, which is Dr. Lisa J, as in Jane. So drlisajthompson.com. And so that human design discount is good through Sunday. And if there are any, I also teach classes in this. I just got through teaching a 4-week class a few weeks ago. And I love this information. I think it's so powerful to be able to apply it in our lives because it is practical.
So Dr. Lisa, I'm going to ask you to consider something, which would be if you could possibly put that special to either the following Wednesday or the following Sunday, and I'll tell you why. We have tonight's show, but my station replays this at different times, 6 more times until the next show at different times to appeal to different parts of the world. So some
Perfect.
People
yeah.
won't hear this until Monday, and they would have missed okay. the opportunity.
Then yes, we'll have a full week and a half.
Great. I just want to yeah. I want to give people a better shot at getting some wisdom out of that head of yours. Next week we have planetary influences with the returning Reverend Lori Powers Otto and with Rob Stewart at innercenter.org. Come find out what's in the stars and the skies for you. And we have a 5-show month, and we have a very special show at the end of the month, which we are going to talk about